Arzu started in 2004 after an initial visit that I took, site visit, to Afghanistan immediately following the defeat of the Taliban. And when I saw the conditions of women there, I have a business background, and my view is that the initial way to empower women, the absolutely critical way, is to create jobs. So our premise is that peace is achieved through prosperity.
And now the word Arzu means hope. Your project, you know, delivers jobs, but I'm sure it also instills hope in the women that you work with.
Absolutely. Arzu does mean hope, and it's also a common woman's name, which is why we selected it, because it's an aspirational hope. And our jobs that we've created utilized a culturally acceptable local industry that happened to suffer from extreme exploitation of women, and that is the rug industry, the hand-knotted rug industry. After trafficking, that's one of the most exploitative industries in the world of women and children. So what we basically did was go in and disintermediate all of the middlemen who took all of the profit, and then we were able to push value to the weaver herself at the end of the supply chain. And because of that, then our weavers earn substantially higher wages than previously. They earn 150% of what I would consider market rate. And it's that extra money that has allowed them to literally transform their lives by lifting their families from poverty through their earned income. The other advantage is that once a woman can earn her own income, what we have seen over the last decade is her status in the household rising. This is a gender-segregated society where women are often undervalued. She has more say over her children. And the most interesting part of this is that the cultural attitudes of her husband and men in the village have shifted.
Can you tell us about that? How have they shifted?
We recently did a study, and men used to say that women were only capable of doing housework and raising children. Today, we have husbands, whether they're 30-year-old husbands or 50-year-old husbands, and village leaders who are men, all say that they used to think that women had very limited skills. Now, their wives are more educated than they are. They are earning a living that's supporting the entire multi-generational family group, and that they have aspirations for their own daughters, the men, to become teachers and doctors. A core part of Arzu's premise, and it's really one of our most innovative practices, is what we call our social contract. We negotiate this with male head of household. He's the guy that signs it. And what the obligations of the social contract are, to receive the high income, the family is required to do three things. Put all children, girls and boys, full-time in government school. Two, to release all women to literacy classes that Arzu has established in the village. And three, to allow women to be transported from their home in our vehicle with our chaperone to the clinic or hospital for pre- and postnatal care and babies for immunizations.
And Connie, you are one of the winners of the Innovation Challenge Award. What does this award mean for you and for the women of Arzu?
Well, on behalf of all of the women weavers and the Arzu team, we are absolutely thrilled and honored to have received this recognition. We have worked very diligently with great perseverance for many, many years. And so to now be recognized for the model that we have created, which we believe is, in effect, a very innovative model for global poverty alleviation, is a tremendous honor and thrill.